Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
If you can barely decide to take any action at all and peel your eyes away from your phone for just a moment, it's so much easier to beat everyone else, because in a world where it's never been easier to do nothing, doing something becomes extraordinary.
Be the now what you want to be later. Everyone's like, oh, later in life, I want to do this. Later in life, I want to do that. Later in life is turning around, looking in the mirror right now. That's the later in life. And unless that turnaround is something in progression, later in life ain't gonna be anything different.
What if I told you you're only 6 months away from the life you've always dreamed of? The money, the body, the mindset, but only on one condition. You have to show up every day from here on out. Up until now, that's not a price you've been willing to pay. But the reality is, there are graveyards full of men that wish they could be in your spot 6 months to become the man you always knew you could be. Don't wait 10 years. Don't wait 10 minutes. Don't even wait 10 seconds. The time to start is now, 6 months away.
Whenever you try to do something out of the ordinary, people will line up to tell you that you can't do it, why you can't do it, that you lose your time, you lose your money, that you will, in effect, die in the desert. Even people who should know better will try to discourage you. To achieve anything greater worthwhile, you must train yourself to rise above these people, ignoring them and pressing on towards your goal regardless.
The thing about pain is, like, you feel it right now, it's temporary, man. But later in life, you don't remember the pain. You just remember, like, the glory and the good times, the exhilaration of pride and achievement, man. That outweighs all the pain and struggle, because if you push through the pain to achieve the pride, you forget about the pain was ever even there. But if you can't push through the pain and the pain stops you and breaks you down, well, then that pain is forever, because you never got pride to outbalance it.
Life rewards action, not intelligence. Life rewards action, not intelligence. It took me a few years growing up to really learn this. I think my sense in school was I did quite well on exams just through intelligence without having to do a lot of work. And for me, when I was quite young, I valued intelligence over action. I think one of the dangers is smart people, that the smarter you are, the better your excuses. The more accomplished you are in talking yourself out of taking action, in proving to yourself that every action that you could take is too small, too meaningless, and not worth it. You cannot do everything, but you can do one thing, and another, and another. And that's the way you make massive progress in life. The matter that you show up and try and act week after week, month after month, year after year, with a little bit of intelligence, you start to get better and better and better. Even if the action is poor action, you're going to learn something from it. And it's so easy to talk yourself out of action, but it's so important to remember that life rewards action, not intelligence, not smarts in your brain, but action into the world.
You don't have to feel good about it. You just have to keep going. The feeling will pass, but you will remain. You are greater than your feelings. Going to bed late and waking up early to work for a few days won't kill you. You're not going to burn out. You're doing what it takes. If you're one of those people that push work-life balance, just remember, the people who like working a lot don't care. I've never regretted trying harder at anything, ever. Hard times last long, but an epic story feels like a lifetime.
Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. Taking the easy road and leaving discipline behind. Think about them. You don't have time. That's a lie. And there's, you're too busy. Sure you are. That's a lie.
Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they tired, that's when the real champions come out. That's when that real dog come out. Because if you go piss like a puppy, stay on the porch.
We suffer every day. It's what we do. We do stuff that sucks every day. So then when the suck stuff comes, you're ready for it.
The bad days. Instead of spending time getting in the mood to work, just start working. Confront the work. People think they need perfect conditions to start, when in reality, starting is the perfect condition.
People who don't have a sense of purpose, a mission, and don't have a consistent routine end up digging holes in their life. And it's not always Vicodin or some drug addiction. It could come as something benign as porn, gambling, overdrinking, too much television, things that slowly chip away at humanity, things that people use to escape, vaping, binge-watching television. All of these things are digging holes in your life that ultimately you look back and you realize there's such a chasm between you and your spouse, that you and your kids barely know each other, even though you live under the same roof, that you've got this dad bod with a pot belly and pointy titties and pear-shaped. And you're like, whoa, where'd this come from? It was the absence of purpose and it was absence of routine. We need it. Otherwise, humans dig the holes in their lives too. No different than a German Shepherd would.
The emotionally immature man seeks out motivation to do something hard one time. The emotionally mature man uses discipline to do something hard 1,000 times.
You have emotional maturity. You realize that some days you're not going to sleep well. Some days you're going to wake up and you've got your schedule and everything's planned out and the poop hits the fan. You got to eat those shit sandwiches, right? And whether things go well or not that day, the emotionally mature man will still do what he has to do to stack his wins, to focus on his purpose. Whereas the emotionally immature man will say, well, I didn't sleep well, I had nightmares, so I'll stay in bed. I didn't sleep well, or it's raining outside, it's cold outside, I don't feel good. I just woke up and the airplanes hit the World Trade Center, so I guess I have to change my pattern of life. You have to stay the course no matter what. And it takes a high level of emotional maturity because your emotions dictate your motion.
This next generation that's coming up, and I don't mean to smash all of them, but they seem like a bunch of pussies to me, you know? So because of that, there's never been more opportunity than there is right now. If you're a f***ing savage and you get out there and you grind hard and you want it bad enough, you can run all these guys over, man.
You can have what you want in 5 years, but there's two conditions. You have to know what it is and you have to aim at it. Okay, so let's say you're willing to play that game. Might be wrong because who knows, you're going to get run over by a bus tomorrow, but you know, you're going to play the game. Okay, now the next step is, all right, figure out what you want. Write it down. Figure out what you could do to start moving towards that. Okay. Do that with your family relationships. Do that with your friendships. Do that with your career. Do that with your education. Think about your misuse of alcohol and drugs and other things that might drag you down. You have to discipline yourself. And the issue is, well, how? That's not really the relevant question. You can pick a disciplinary path. That's why I often tell my clients, especially young people, they say, well, I don't know what to do. It's like, that's okay. Nobody does. Go do something. Do the best thing that you can think of. Put the best plan you have into practice. It's not going to be perfect, and it will change along the way. But it will change partly because you become disciplined pursuing the path. And as you become disciplined, you become wiser. And as you become wiser, you become able to formulate better and better plans.
The man who never failed. The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
Wow.
That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never failed. There's no glory in that.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything.
Trees don't hang around with the grass, even though they all started from the same place.
Spend so much time on self-improvement that you have no time to criticize others.
Never say never, because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
Don't make excuses. Now, some of the best athletes, or the greatest athletes in the world, do things when they're uncomfortable. It's the best people who can overcome when they're tired, sore.
Just get started. The longest time in the world is the hesitation between thought and action.
I had to stop thinking normal. I can no longer be a common man walking around doing common things. Everything you do, you may have some support, you may not, but it's on you. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre.
It's always you versus you. If you're competing against other people, you know what I mean? Competing against others, and you're going to become bitter. Eventually, you'll become bitter. But if you compete against yourself, you'll become better. You know what I mean?
Not today. Maybe tomorrow. Well, guess what? That's why it's so easy to be great nowadays, because most motherfuckers are weak.
You are not ready.
I know.
Like everyone else, you want to learn the way to win, but never to accept the way to lose. To accept defeat, to learn to die, is to be liberated from it. So when tomorrow comes, you must free your ambitious mind and learn the art of dying.
Really want to avoid all the critics in your life, then do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing, and you'll never get their attention. But if you are something and you're doing something and you become something, guess what? You get their attention, and that pisses them off because they can never be what you are now. So the only thing they can do to make themselves feel good is try to bring you the f*** down.
The hardest thing is to keep going, but we have to. Like, we have to continue to hold on. And I would imagine for so many people out there, that is probably the most difficult thing.
Learning is the beginning of wealth. Learning is the beginning of life change.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
People want to start with motivation, but you don't start with motivation. But here's the best motivation we've got going. The proof of our success.
Focus and fail fast. Focus and fail fast. Learn quickly. Try something new.
If you make yourself more than just a man, if you devote yourself to an ideal, and if they can't stop you, then you become something else entirely.
Yes.
A legend.
It's all about focus. I don't care who you are, where you're from. Doesn't matter. It's having a focus. And having a purpose. Mm-hmm. Right, you wake up every single day to get better today than you were yesterday. I mean, it doesn't matter what you are. You're a basketball player, a hockey player, a golf player, painter, right? It doesn't matter.
Right.
You try to reach your full potential by getting better every single day, and that's the quest.
A quote that has helped me immeasurably over the last few years. It's something that hit me, and it knocked me for six. And it's so simple. And it's from a book called The Horse, the Boy, the Fox and the Mole. And it's basically an illustration book. And one of my favorite quotes out of the whole book is, a boy and a horse are in the woods. And a boy says to the horse, "I can't see a way through." And the horse says, "Can you see your next step?" And a boy says, "Yeah." And the horse says, "Then just take that."
Wow.
And it hit me.
Yeah.
All of the time, we look at the goal, we look at the future, we look at the end game, we look at how long a journey it is, and we feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Instead of that, just go, right, I'm not going to worry about that, because that will come. With each step, you will get closer to that. So I don't need to worry about how far away it is. All I need to focus on right now is my next step.
Go for it, guys. You got to say, you know what? This comfort zone I'm in is a f***ing danger zone. It's a danger zone, because what is it doing? It's stopping you from your true potential.
It's comfortable. I don't want to step out here because I don't know that area. Don't let anyone say you can't do something. Don't let your mind say, oh, I can't do it anymore, to your body. You can. You just gotta push past it. At the end of my life, my tombstone, one thing it'll have on it, no f-ing regrets. And that's a good life, man. But I'm gonna give it a shot. They have us some support. They get behind you, you know, and then you go for it, and you, bam, you overcome that step. The next step's even bigger and bigger. Next time, then you're on top of the mountain, man. You only got one life. Why not go for it, right?
Isn't it about time you become that person you knew you always could be? How do you do that? You break the f-ing old guys. You get the f*** out of bed when it's cold, when it's early. You do something away from the normality of what you've been doing. That's psychotic behavior. Doing the same thing, expecting a different result, doesn't work that way. You must switch up the mainframe. Switch it up if you want a different result, man. Why not try it, man? Shock the system. Start with an earthquake, man. What I mean by that is, yeah, get up at 4 in the morning one day. Just one day. And go for a f***ing run. Commit to one day. And see how you feel as you're jogging it back in around 5 or something, as your neighbors are still asleep. Or as you're jogging it back in at 6 o'clock, and your neighbor's just getting up, grabbing the coffee, looking outside, wondering, you know, what the day's going to hold for them. Well, your day's already provided something for you.
In any, whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday. There was rugby, there was this, there was that. And like normal society is like, let's talk about this and let's engage in this. And I just don't, I can't do it. I just don't, people are talking to me and in my head I'm counting something. I'm counting up a number or I'm knee deep in a sequence on the mat or on the feet. That's my life, sequences and numbers, nothing else. I cannot pay attention to nothing else.
When you think about shit, you're like, 7 o'clock at night, man, I'm tired, just got back home from work. Will I go to the gym or not? Hour and a half passes, it's now 8:30. You didn't go to the gym, but you know damn well your evil twin inside of you did go to the gym, and he's out there, and he just got better than you. That weakness, and you think I'm tired, comes in and overtakes your potential and stops you from becoming the person you can be. Yet someone else is going to the gym. Then 20 years later, when you have midlife crisis and you say life's not fair, you start looking back on all those forks in the road where you sat down instead of standing up. And you don't feel sorry for yourself. It's the moments in life, the decisions you make on a moment-to-moment basis that add up to be the guy or not the guy. Tonight, I did something, you know, that I feel more of a guy for me, who I am, my guy. You know, repeat that over and over and over again. It's just, one, it's a better life. You feel like more confident. You have a better sense of reality. You know, the way you go about your day is in a more productive fashion. You're more goal-oriented. They all just synergetically go together into a movement, a force that's very unstoppable, man.
Why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
You better make sure in the next season of your life that the person who walked away from you know what they're missing. You better do something so strong and so big with your life that they have to sit on the couch and say, that's the one that got by. Man, I should have just stayed in there a little bit longer. I should have been a little more patient. I should have prayed a little bit harder. Do something with your life that makes them regret turning you away and turning you over.
When you watch television, waste time, hang out, fool around, and so on, all of that counts as well. And it's going on the negative side of your ledger. A person who has a great life, by the law of accumulation, is a person who's accumulated far more credits, more pluses, on the credit side than debits on the debit side. And here's an important point. If what you are doing is not moving you towards your goals, then it's probably moving you away from your goals. Nothing is neutral. Everything that you're doing is either moving you toward the things that you want to accomplish in life, the person you want to be, the wealth you want to accumulate, or it's moving you away.
Two forms of pain. Pain that breaks you and the pain that changes you. That's the pain of a change right there. That's the pain of progress. The pain that destroys you isn't this shit. It's later in life knowing you could have been more, and all that's left is you and the fucking mirror and tears of a possibility left that you allow to die. Own your fucking life, guys. You get every opportunity. There's no excuse not to be the hardest motherfucking worker in the room in all your endeavors, schoolwork, the gym, your career, your relationship, your name's attached to it. It's gotta mean more than anything. That's your name. It's all you got.
The unfulfilled potential is the story of most people's lives.
It is.
Why?
Just be the best version of yourself in anything that you do. You don't have to live anybody else's story. Sometimes people make it seem like you have to have certain prerequisites or a crazy life story in order to be successful in this world. But the truth is, you really don't. It doesn't matter where you come from, what you have or don't have, what you lack, what you have too much of, but all you need to have is faith in God, an undying passion for what you do or what you choose to do in this life, and a relentless drive and the will to do whatever it takes to be successful and whatever you put your mind to. Make sure you live in the moment and work your butt off every single day.
Second place isn't an option anymore, guys. The more you give in here, the more you get out there. Why would you not want to give it at all? What else are you going to do? You come here and kill it right now? Or stay home on the couch? You know, watching the life pass you by. I know it sounds like habitual what I say all the time, but sometimes you got it ingrained in your head. What else would you be doing right now? Taking the time off? Or taking the time to get ahead? It's just, that seems so simple to me, that solution, that the choice is there. If it doesn't seem so easy to you, it's because you don't believe in yourself. You believe in yourself, you want to be in here killing it. Because giving you that much more of a chance, because you believe you can come that. The people that don't come in here because they're tired and stuff are people that don't believe in themselves. That's why they don't see the asset of being in the gym to grow. They see it as a waste of time. Because they don't believe they can ever get there. So therefore, why take the precautionary steps to sharpen and hone the arsenal to really go to battle? Because they don't even want to go to battle because they know they're going to lose.
I'm comfortable falling short of big goals. And I would rather fall short of a big goal and consider myself a failure than lower the goals to the level which I can accomplish all of them just so I can feel like I'm a success. It's less about the goal setting, and it's more about the mindset of being okay being the failure. Because what it does is it frees you to imagine bigger, take risks like you never imagined you could before, because failure is not the thing you're afraid of.
You got 24 hours in a day, 8 hours you sleep, and most people work a 9 to 5. So 8 hours you're working.
16 hours.
Okay, so we have 16 hours. We got breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So there's 19. It take you an hour to get ready. So we have 20 hours. So you guys cannot spend 4 hours going talking about, oh, they lying. Oh, I like this photo. Oh, they faking. Sending photos to other people. Y'all got to get focused. I'm where I'm at because I'm focused.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as 1 day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.